Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
I'd like to take a moment and invite you to come out and to be a part of our men's prayer breakfast starting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We'd love for you to come up the mountain and be a part of Hoopers Creek Baptist Church and our annual men's prayer breakfast. Brother Chad Watson will be preaching tomorrow. And so if you will, please remember us in your prayers. But at this time, the youth choir of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church is going to be singing, "I'm Glad I'm Saved."
I'm glad I'm saved.
Looking this week at Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 13. "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way which that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." We've looked at this week at two gates, two ways which lead to two final destinations. We spoke this week about how that these two ways speak of our physical birth and also our spiritual birth. We were born into this world. All of us were born into sin on the broad road that leads to destruction. But then if we've been born again with the grace of God, amen, we've been saved and we've been born again. Amen. We have new life. And we're thankful for that new way. We're going to be continuing the message today. This is going to be part number 4 of the message. And we are finishing up today speaking about the two final destinations.
How am I going to get in that straight gate, preacher? The Bible said over in Romans chapter number 10, verse number 8. "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. Hey, some of you, just like King Agrippa this morning, you're on the edge. Boy, you want to make a decision for Christ. You're just right there, but you're scared to death. You say, what am I scared about, preacher? You're scared of change. You're scared that, man, if you actually do go that way and the door is shut, all your fun and all your games is over with. You get on the right, you get on the right road, friend. You ain't got to worry about all them things. Them things will leave you. And it won't be fun no more. You'll be agonizing through it. It'll be bringing you torture. You won't like it. Amen. Why? Because you've got a God that loves you. And he'll wear you out all the way to the house. Amen. Adam and Eve had a decision to make. God said this, the day that you eat of the tree thereof, thou shalt surely die. Amen. I just mentioned it earlier. But that was a decision that they had to make. The tempter came, the old serpent, the old wicked one. He came and he said, hey, this is going to be the best day of your life. You need to come over here, man, take a little swig of this. You need to take a little bite of this. Amen. He's doing it to you too, friend. You're listening to his lies. You're following his lies. He's taking you for. I'm telling you, listen, to have the victorious life, you're going to have to give it up. Man came up here with his man-made little twigs. We're going to cover ourselves from our nakedness. He got his branches of twigs and figs and all them things. And man, he got himself covered up real good. And then he went to try to stand before God. God said, what in the world is that? There ain't no way. This ain't going to work. God rejected his fig leaf covering, right? What did God do? The waymaker came. The waymaker came over there in the book of Genesis. Amen. Y'all with me this morning? And the waymaker said, there ain't no way. You ain't going to cover yourself with no twig. This is what you're going. It's going to require. It's going to require a blood sacrifice. Amen. There's going to be something after that to cover your sin. Boy, God killed that animal there in Genesis. And he covered man's nakedness with that animal skin. And it all the time was a reminder of the blood. The blood. The blood. Can I tell you, friend, the highway paved to glory was paved by the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood. Friend, if you're gonna get on this pathway, you're gonna have to go through the blood. Over there in Exodus chapter number 12. The death angel was getting ready to pass through the land. Y'all with me this morning? And the requirement was this: they're gonna have to put the blood on the side post and on the lintel. On the two side posts and on the header board, amen. They're going to have to put that blood on that side posted on the lintel. What was required was this. They put the blood on there. And guess what, man? Through the sacrifice of that lamb, this is what took place, amen. When the daddy opened the door, when the daddy been allowed them to go back in the house, they had to walk through the blood.
Yes, sir.
And when they walked through the blood, they're safe on the inside when the death angel passed through the lamb. That was in Exodus chapter number 14, excuse me, chapter 12. 14. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm trying to tell you Jesus is the only way. Now, it's interesting. We get over there, book of Exodus, the Red Sea crossing. All them that had the blood on them got safe passageway. Glory to God, that's good. Amen. Praise God. I ain't never thought of that before. They had the blood on them. They went through that Red Sea crossing. They didn't have a scratch. They didn't have a dent. They walked through safe, sound, and secure. But all those that didn't have the blood on them died that night. And the Bible said you'd never see them again. They's gone. I'm trying to tell you this morning that over in Matthew chapter number 7, Jesus speaking, he's talking about himself. He's saying this way. He's saying that I'm the gate. If you're going to get to heaven, you're going to have to go through me. If you're going to get on this road, that narrow road, you're going to have to be born again. He said if you're going to get to the place of life, everlasting life, you're going to have to go through my blood, amen, get on my road, and then you're going to have to be accepted by me. I'm going to ask you this morning, have you ever been saved? I'll ask a lot of people if they're going to heaven, and almost every time that I ask that question, everybody answers it this way. Yes, sir, I'm going to heaven. Now let me ask you this, if Jesus is the only way to heaven, then that means that you'd have to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Let me rephrase the question and ask you that question this way. Have you ever accepted Christ as your personal Savior? And if you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior, then that means that you have a relationship with him, and that means that you can't live any way that you want to live. Now in the next section, it talks about, man, false prophets. It talks about fruits and knowing them by their fruits. Amen. I tell you, Miss Colette brought some of the best apples I ever ate in my life. Set them down on my front porch and it set out in the cold. And I walked by there the other day and got one. It's almost like an apple slushie. Praise God, it's the best thing I ever eat. I mean good. But that's an apple. I know it by its look. I know it by its juices. I knew it by its taste. Amen. And I validate this morning, I'm pretty sure that it came from an apple tree. But there's some people I see in a supermarket that's been in the house of God on Sunday morning. I don't know that I can tell whether or not you've been saved or not based upon your fruit. You say, you're not supposed to judge me. I'm not, the Word of God is. You need to know whether or not you've been saved. The Bible said this, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that doesn't mean just with your lips. He said this, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, in other words, you've surrendered and you've given your heart and you've given your life and you've given your way to the Lord Jesus Christ. You've left that broad way and now you've entered a new life. And you're asking him to be your Lord, your leader, your shepherd. That's what you're asking. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be what? Saved. Only one way you can get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. Verse 10 said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, I want to give you this last thought real quickly. You say, preacher, how can I get Christ to be my personal Savior? Look at verse number 7. It's amazing that this is in the same chapter. Look at verse number 7 with me. Chapter 7, verse number 7. Just want to let y'all know that the number 7 is God's number of perfectness, completion. Amen. Look at what he says right there. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. What was it? It was a narrow way, right? How am I going to find it? How are you going to find that narrow way? Ask, seek, and ye shall find, right? It has to, look, this way has to be a revealed way. The wind blows, right? You don't know which way it's coming from or which way it's going. You can't control the wind, but you sure can see the evidence of it. This way is ignorant to most people because they can't see what we see. It is a revealed way. Ask and ye shall find. Now watch this next part. Don't tell me it ain't a door. Watch this. The word of God says right there. Knock and it shall be opened to you. You say, preacher, how can I knock? If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Knocking is asking Jesus. Knocking is begging the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Knocking is saying, God, I don't have it, but you got it. Knocking is asking the Lord, look, God, I can't get there by myself. I need a way maker. God, can you help me? Knocking, it shall be opened unto you. Musicians are coming. For everyone that asketh what? Receiveth. Now, wait a minute. I said everyone. Do you mean, wait a minute. Do you mean even people that's committed murder? What about the terrorist? What about the Taliban? I don't want to talk about that preacher. What about the Hamas? It said everyone. Look, that's going to be some love right there. That's got to be some mercy. There's no man on planet Earth can love like that. That's a God-given thing. But friend, that's how much God loves us. He provided it all. He provided the way. He provided the hope. He provided the cross. He provided forgiveness. I'm going to ask you this morning, never been saved by the grace of God? These altars are open. I've got qualified men here that are sitting there right now with a Bible ready to go. And they want to tell you how to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. We've already covered it this morning. All you got to do is ask. Ask him to be your Lord. Ask him to forgive you your sins.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.